T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby and Christian. Babe Laufenberg joining us now, Dallas Cowboys color analyst. The Cowboys come to town Thursday night to clash with the Saints. And, Babe, welcome to the show. And what's the COVID situation right now with Dallas? It seems like it's just running through the entire team.
Team and now the coaching staff, as you're probably well aware. Mike McCarthy came down. Gosh, my days are mixed up, probably like you guys, with the Thanksgiving game and then coming back for a Thursday game. So you don't have that normal Sunday to Sunday. But, yeah, so offensive line coach is out. Assistant offensive line coach won't be there. Obviously, Mike McCarthy won't be there. So, no question, it's running through the team. And, again, now the coaching staff.
Who's gonna be act as the head coach?
It'll be Dan Quinn, who was, of course, the head coach in Atlanta. And he's the current defensive coordinator here and has done a very nice job, I might add. So, he'll just slide right in. The interesting thing is he has been, you know, the defensive play caller as well, and he'll be on the field. He has been in the booth, so this will be the first time for the Cowboys that he has been on the field calling defensive signals, because obviously as the acting or interim head coach here, he's got to be down on the sideline.
So Babe, the Saints have really been snake bit with injuries to key players, not just, reserves or your depth. When you look at Dallas right now and right tackle Terrence Steele, how significant is that? Because I'm looking at, Ryan Ramczyk, the right tackle with the Saints, Teron Armstead, the left tackle, how, we arguably say they can be in the conversation the best duo of tackles. But where do you place, like, Terrence Steele and what he means to Dallas? I see that CeeDee Lamb's coming back, considering that Dallas has the number one offense, so listen, no one feels sorry for when you got players who are out and they're hurt. But what is your take come Thursday night, Saints and Dallas? I mean, I'm looking at, you would say, man, I got to take the under. I'm looking at the last two times they play. What is this, the 1960s? Babe, this is before you and I even played. It's like 12-10, 13-10. Are you kidding me with those type of scores or what?
I was thinking about that, just reflecting, kind of getting my prep work. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. Basically, if you score two touchdowns the last couple of games in this series, you're going to win the game. But, and then I think they're somewhat similar, the two teams, only in the sense that, Cowboys have lost three of their last four. I know you guys have obviously lost four straight. And injuries have played a part in what's happened with the Cowboys. They missed Amari Cooper for the last two games. C.D. Lamb played the first half of the Kansas City game, was concussed right before halftime, so they didn't have him for the second half. Zeke Elliott's been hobbled. Tyron Smith, their probably future Hall of Fame left tackle, he missed three games, came back against Las Vegas here. That was his first game back. So anyway, long and short, I guess like a lot of the teams in the NFL, they're just trying to plug holes. And I think the one big difference is, unlike you guys who will not get your quarterback back, they've got guys hurt who will be coming back. Randy Gregory, who was playing great at defensive end. DeMarcus Lawrence, who hasn't played all season, but he'll be back here. All these guys are probably within a week or two. DeMarcus Lawrence probably will be back Thursday night. So they're getting these guys back. Amari Cooper has missed two with COVID. Sounds like he may miss this one as well. But he'll be back eventually. So C.D. Lamb will be back this week. So they're getting their guys back, unlike a lot of teams who lose guys for the year.
Babe Laufenberg, Dallas Cowboys color analyst. Babe, Micah Parsons has been an absolute find. They have to be happy with his production, right, as a rookie?
He's been off the charts. I mean, I was saying the other day, when you take a guy at number 12, you expect him to be good. Matter of fact, you expect him to be really good, but he has been just sensational. I mean, and when they lost Randy Gregory at defensive end, they haven't had Tank Lawrence all year. They lost another defensive end. They basically had to move him from linebacker, which is what they drafted him to play, to defensive end. And he has been a tremendous pass rusher for the Cowboys this year. And I mean, he makes plays. He's got 9 sacks. He's got 15 tackles for loss, not only behind Nick Bosa, who has 16. I mean, the numbers go on and on with the kid. And you're going to really like watching him play. You may not like watching you playing against him, but he's literally one of those guys who's all over the field.
Babe, I've watched him play a couple times this year. That's an impressive football player.
Babe, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm an old man, get off my lawn. But to say like he's a Lawrence Taylor, come on, I think he has to do a little more to be along those lines.
I just said he's a rookie. So
No, but they have a lot of fans that, oh, he's the next LT. I said, oh,
slow down.
Slow your roll. What do you think, yeah, babe?
As we all know, there's been a lot of next LTs, but there hasn't been another LT, right? The only next LT was LaDainian Tomlinson, but no, he's good. And but when Bill Parcells was here, guys, he used to always say, if anybody ever talked about a young guy like Micah Parsons, if somebody in the press conference said, you know, hey, Micah, he's leading all rookies in sacks, and he's got 15 tackles for losses, just the kind of stuff I did. He would say, hey, whoa, let's not get out the anointing oil on this kid just yet.
or, slow your roll.
Or he would say, oh, you guys want to send him to Canton. He's played 4 games. You want to send him to Canton? Okay. Let's get him fit for the gold jacket.
Now, babe, in another area, look, offense, defense, special teams, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, because the Saints are usually always outstanding. It's not 100%. But it seems like when you're flipping the field and the hidden yardage, the Saints always win in the return game. I don't know if I ever win this by Dallas. They number one kick return, which is outstanding, 29 yards a kick return, 29.2 to be exact. But dead last punt return, 5.2. What's up with that? Why don't you get your kick returner to return punts?
Well, that's a good question. Tony Pollard is the kick returner, and he's a dynamic player. And, of course, I don't know what his average was, quite honestly, before the Thanksgiving game. But when you take one for 100 for a touchdown, your average goes way up. Yeah, but it's weird. They have been very poor on punt return. And, they've been good on kick return. They've been great. Brian Anger, their punter, I mean, he has been flipping the field. I think he is second in net average. So they've been great at punting and covering punts. But, yeah, punt return just has not been dynamic there.
Babe, Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for Dallas, for you guys, how is he viewed in that organization? From afar, I think he's going to be a head coach someday soon.
Well, he interviewed for the Philadelphia job this past year. Nick Sirianni, of course, got it. And he was the hot commodity the first 7 games when the Cowboys played Tampa Bay to the wire on the road in the opener and then won the next 6. But I guess cooled off a little bit over the last 4. They struggled offensively against Kansas City, struggled offensively against Denver. Again, reasons for it, guys out, all that good stuff. But no, I think he's great. You know, he, of course, at Boise State, I believe it was 52-3 as a quarterback there. And he's just one of those lifers guys. His dad was a legendary high school coach in the state of Washington. And I think from the time he was 5, like he was the ball boy. And he's been drawing up plays. He did his thesis. He did a 10-page paper when he was in college on Tom Brady. So I think the whole time he would spend his money. Apparently he would spend his money on videos, coaching videos. You know how everybody else would go out and buy albums.
Right.
And Bobby and I would buy 8-tracks.
Yeah. 8-tracks, CDs, maybe cassette tapes.
Babe, you know what somebody told me at the Senior Bowl about Kellen Moore?
What's that?
One of the scouts said, look, he has a chance to play, but he's to play in this league, to last in this league, but he's definitely going to be a coach in terms of they recognize his football acumen quickly.
Yeah, I mean, he and again, he's been around it. Nobody did more when he was at Boise with motion and all the things that we're seeing now at the pro level. Nobody did more of it than Boise State when he was playing there. And I remember, too, you talk about he's going to be a great coach. I talked to Chip Kelly on the field. Chip was the head coach at San Francisco for the 49ers at the time. So I'm on the field. I just, hey, coach, blah, blah, blah. We talk a little. I mentioned Kellen Moore, and he's, oh, I mean, his eyes just lit up. Hey, this guy, he recited every statistic, right? 86 touchdowns, 52-3 as a star. Love that kid. I'm like, well, why haven't you signed him? You've been he was at Philadelphia. He could have signed him. Could have signed him at San Francisco. But I really liked Kellen as a player, and I was mad at him. Kellen and I are friendly, and I told him when he went into coaching, I said, man, Kellen, I wanted you to play, and I really think he could have. He obviously physically, you know, he looks like the paper boy. He's about 6'1". I don't know if there's a muscle on his body. didn't have the big arm, but, man, so smart, really accurate. And I think with everything they're doing today, especially with calling – you know, a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. I think he really would have been a successful player. And what's funny, too, his second start, he threw for 425 yards. Second start. He's one of, like, Whoa. Four guys to do that. But anyway, he got into coaching. And I always, when I text him, I'll always say, hey, my two boys, we loved him and playing and so I'd say, you know, the Loughborough boys are still mad at you, right? So he said, hey, it worked out okay for me.
Obviously. Now, Babe, looking at the game Thursday night, what is Dallas's mindset? Obviously, they want to come back and, both the Saints and Dallas had disappointing games on Thanksgiving Day and night. But, we kind of spoiled the Who Dat Nation. I mean, it's like back-to-back home games in the Dome, and that's a lot of points. We like 6 points on the dog is basically a touchdown, back-to-back games. That doesn't happen too often. Where is Dallas at? Are they maybe a little overconfident? Because to me, if the Saints win, it's an upset. What is your take on that come Thursday night?
I don't think they'll be overconfident. I think they were disappointed with the way they played against Denver, and then disappointed with the way they played against Kansas City, especially offensively. And
the Raiders,
The Raiders game, just disappointed they lost.
right.
That was just a crazy game with, you know, everything going on in it, penalties. You know, offensively, they were fine. They weren't as sharp as they've been, but, you know, they put up 33 points, took it to overtime.
Right.
I think the mindset that I feel like they're in right now is – they kind of skated along at the start. You know, again, lost to Tampa Bay. Stop me if you've heard this before on a last-minute Tom Brady drive that won it for Tampa. And then they won 6 in a row. And it was one of those, like, hey, who's going to beat them? Who's going to stop them? And I don't know that they necessarily got full of themselves or all those whatever cliches you want to use. But, you know, they haven't really played great football the last 4 weeks. And I do know that they think of themselves as not only a playoff team, but a team that's going to make some noise in the playoffs. And I think there's a sense of, hey, if we're the team we think we are, we've got to get this thing back on track. So there's no doubt that New Orleans is going to get their best effort Thursday night.
Babe, was Jerome Bogar the officiating crew for your game?
No, it was Sean Hockley. Are you talking the Raiders game, Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Hockley.
I saw Jerome Bogar, because Jerome Bogar's crew is notorious. They lead the league in penalty flags thrown, and the Saints had a game with them here recently, and it was 17 total penalties between the two teams, and I saw them on Thanksgiving. I just couldn't remember what game it was, but again, I just saw the amount of flags that crew was throwing in that game. I can't remember if it was in the Lions game or if it was the Lions game that he had to have officiated.
And you know, Babe, to me, it's like if they call more than 8 or 9 penalties, they need to keep the flag in their pocket. Now, if you jump offside, you got to call all that. But all these judgment calls, 15 or more penalties, you're too involved. That's my take.
Yeah.
Well, they had 28.
28 penalties. What?
Well, let me say this, too. 28 accepted penalties. I think there are actually 30 or 31 flags thrown, but on a couple,
way too much.
A couple times they turned them down. But, yeah, it got out of hand, but – I do, yeah, and there were a number of times, you know, they had an illegal formation on offense and illegal formation on the field goal block team. So those are those aren't judgment calls,
right?
Or hold, like holding and PI.
You got to call those.
But they called four pass interference calls on Cowboys corner Anthony Brown. All four came on third down, so they sustained drives. Two of them were legit, where you said, "Okay, that's going to get called," and two of them were calls where you say, "Yeah, I think you could have."
Yeah, that's iffy.
That
yeah.
one in the pocket.
Yeah.
Babe Laufenberg, Dallas Cowboys color analyst. Thank you so much, Babe. I'm sure we'll talk to you on Thursday night.
All right,
okay,
Babe.
Thank you. Bobby, am I going to see you at the game, Bobby?
No, we're in the studio. We still, like, we locked down COVID still. I don't know, this new variant, but I'm looking forward to seeing you in the future.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, Babe.
All
right. All right, take care, Babe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.